Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Nicola Comotti here at the 73rd edition of Venice Film Festival, and today I'm joined by Francesco Giavia. Welcome.
Thanks a lot.
Francesco, you're here as artistic director of the Carbonio Film Festival. And, well, your experience, you know, in the film world has been going on for a long time, but I kind of want to spend a few words on this festival and how you started as well, you know, how you got approached by the festival itself to be the new artistic director. And just, you know, let us know, of course, for our audience that loves film festivals, why we should come as well to Carbonia.
Well, Carbonia, it's a really nice city, not on the sea, but close to the sea in the southwest of Sardinia. And it was a city founded by Mussolini back in the 30s, around a coal mine. Now there's not a coal mine anymore, but there's a really good museum and a really good archive around and in the structure that were formerly of the mine. And the festival is run by this institution called Società Humanitaria, that is based in three different cities, in Sardinia, in Cagliari, in Carbonia, and in Sassari. And they do cinema programming and activities, cultural activities all over the year. They founded like 10 years ago, more or less, a festival that was called Mediterranean Film Festival, and that takes place actually every other year. And last year they opened a new center of the association, of the foundation. Actually, it's a foundation, and I was asked to curate 3 days of events, mm-hmm. and the new center was in the former mine, in the administrative direction of the former mine. And I actually realized after doing the event that it was some sort of test that they made with me in order to, I don't know, get to know each other. And they knew I was working, I had been working for festivals, so I've been working for Torino. I'm now currently working for the Biennale. And they asked me to raise a little bit the expectation, their own expectation, and do like a festival with capital F. And so I brought my connections and the work I've done. And the festival mixes documentary and fiction, which is what mm-hmm. I do generally, even if I work more on the documentary field. And we're going to have an international competition for feature films, all in national premiere, and an international competition for shorts and special events, and then concerts, exhibitions. We're going to have a reading, a really good reading, really known European author in collaboration mm-hmm. with the other, and a market, a really nice market in front of the cinema, which is the main square of the city. And that was my intention, was to bring different kind of film to a festival that already has like really really good base in the city and around. And I wanted to bring young people from all over Italy, so we had a call for a young jury. Mm-hmm. We're going to have 10 students coming from all over Italy. They're going to do the one of the juries of the shorts competition. And I brought as many good memories and experience that I had in other festival working in this new adventure.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, when you find yourself in a reality like Carbonia, so it's a very environment kind of focused festival, yeah. You know, it's really strictly related to the history and the geography yeah. of the actual city. As an artistic director, what are your main concerns as well? Do you want to kind of like preserve the idea of like history and memory of the place through films and filmmaking, or you kind of also want to sort of create parallelisms between the city itself, what it represents, and maybe what happens all around the world with films?
Well, I think that the latter option, it's definitely more interesting, in my opinion, because you can have the history of the city actually mirrored all over the world today in different kind of places, in corners really, really remote. And I think it's history because the people in Carbonia know very well themselves, their mm-hmm. story, their history. So it's really interesting to see that kind of history in other parts of the world actually now. Talking about, I don't know, migration, work conditions, whatever.
Well, we said a few things, but we didn't say when
the festival is. Well, the festival actually has some sort of pre-opening on the 8th of October, mm-hmm. and it will take place from the 12th to the 16th of October.
Perfect. So for now, we're going to stay, you know, we're going to be stuck here in Venice for a few other days, but then yes. everyone is invited, I hope, to Carbonia Film Festival. Thanks again, Francesco, for being with us.
You're welcome.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.